You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. When more than 2,000 firefighters start climbing 69 flights of stairs in Seattle on March 8th, each one will have their own reason why they race to the top of the Columbia Center. For Boise firefighter Rich Brown, those reasons are really personal. The climb raises money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society to help people fighting blood cancer. Rich knows all about this disease. His father-in-law in Meridian got blood cancer back in 2002, and Rich's best friend Jason was battling the disease the first time Rich did the stair climb. Jason was in remission then, and the prospects do look good. But Jason's cancer came back again and again. In 2011, Jason lost his fight with disease. He was just 40 years old. Rich has been climbing for his friend and his father-in-law ever since. He is one of the top fundraisers every single year in the event, and he is now lead ambassador for the 2020 Firefighter Stair Climb. And he is joining us in studio today to tell us more about this. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
First off, tell us a little about Jason. You've said he was a natural athlete. How did the two of you meet?
So Jason and I met at a bike race in Oregon along the Columbia River and just kind of hit it off. There's this charismatic guy who is trying to thrash all of us in a bike race. He was an incredibly good athlete, a college runner who had transitioned into bike riding. And so we met there and formed a friendship. And then he moved after that to Boise.
And he was diagnosed with cancer, but here he is, young, in great shape. How was he diagnosed?
You know, I don't recall when he got that diagnosis, but I do recall conversations afterwards.
Right.
And it went something like, hey, I have been diagnosed with AML. And so we began this conversation about his treatment and what he was going to do and where him and his wife were going to live to get through that.
So things look good at one point
they
for him.
Did. They ended up moving up to Seattle. They were treated at the Fred Hutch and the Seattle Cancer Care Alliance, so SCCA. And so he lived up there. His wife and him lived up there, and he was having treatment up there. And so it looked like things were going to go okay. So the first time around, it did, and he was able to come home. When it came back a second time, he ended up going through a bone marrow stem cell transplant. He got a perfect match from somebody that he did not know, that was not a family member. So that fall, when he called and said, hey, it's back, it was devastating to hear that and the reality of it happening so fast.
Yeah.
He passed away really quickly, and it was horrible to kind of be able to go in and see him and watch as this just destroyed him.
And then your father-in-law was diagnosed in 2002.
Yeah, so Gabe was diagnosed in 2002. This is quite a few years prior to Jason. He went through treatment for multiple myeloma. He also moved to Seattle. He also was at the Fred Hutch and the Seattle Cancer Care Alliance and all the docs up there and working with UW and going through his protocol and treatment was really difficult to watch him go through that.
Mm-hmm. So then you run the Firefighter Stair Climb. Now, you did this in Jason's honor for the first time, correct?
Yeah, so Jason and Gabe, both alive, first time I'm doing it. I kind of don't know what I'm doing. I decide to sign up. Hey, this looks like something great. It's a fundraiser. Hey, it's a stair climb.
How hard can it be?
Yeah. Yeah, let me tell you, it's not easy and it's not fun. I don't enjoy the climb. And the pain that we feel as firefighters climbing with all of that gear on pales in comparison by a spectacular margin to what it's going to look like to go through cancer treatment.
But part of this, I mean, a big part of this, is it's raising money for people living with these blood cancers.
It is. It is. So that aspect of it was really powerful for me. The first year, I am admittedly say, well, I just looked at it as a competition to see if I could raise a bunch of money because I knew I wasn't going to be a great climber. No big deal. I'm okay with that.
Right.
when he called me and said, I don't think I'm going to make it through this, and it's back. That was, I don't know, a light switch moment. That was my moment that I really had to take a deep step backwards, deep breath, and say, what am I doing about this? This thing's killing my friend. And then it killed him. And
it changes the whole conversation, doesn't it?
It changes the whole conversation. Yeah. I from that moment forward, said, I will do whatever I have to do to raise funds for this. As long as I'm a firefighter and as long as I'm in this Leukemia Lymphoma Society mm-hmm. firefighter stair climb, I'll do whatever I can to raise money in his name.
So now you climb for, of course, in Jason's honor, climb for your father-in-law. You've raised so far more than $150,000.
Somewhere in that range. Yeah.
How much do you want to raise this year?
I want to raise $18,000 this year. I've steadily watched my numbers decline. I kind of rode this high, and then I've been kind of coming back down the other side of the hill. Think of it as a little triangle. Mm-hmm. I'm on the downhill side on the right side of this. I can retire in a few years, and I said, well, maybe I can go for $200,000. When Jason was given this, when he was given his diagnosis that he had it the third time, I was like, I have to do everything in my power. Why don't I set this bar? I had a few years left. I'll try to raise $100,000. Now that I've gone over $100,000, I figured why not try for $200,000?
Why not move it more, right? Now, the Boise Fire Department, I mean, is also a big fundraiser for the climb, right? I mean, because you have quite a few firefighters that do this in Seattle.
Yeah, our team has been anywhere from the low single-digit numbers to a high of 52, and this year we're somewhere around high 30s, maybe 40 people climbing with us.
Wow. And what is the money used for specifically? I mean, we know it's for people living with these cancers. Does it go to research? Where does the money go?
Yeah, so some of the important things for me are the funds that we all raise as firefighters go to patient services. Mm. And so that entails, say a patient calls the LLS and says, hey, I'd like to look at the grants that you have, so they can get some help with anything from insurance. One of our firefighters, his sister, was given some help with insurance. So she was able to maintain her insurance through a time where she wasn't able to work and needed to have insurance to keep that coverage. They give out grants so that patients can utilize that for medications. They also have, I think it's I look at it as a gas stipend. Mm-hmm. So let's say that you have to have treatment and you need to drive to Portland, or you need to drive to Seattle, you need to drive to Salt Lake. They help with gas money. And then that helps those families, which in turn helps those patients that are going through all this. And then you asked about grants. They also have a grant program. So in the time that this LLS Firefighter Stair Climb has been going on, so this is the 29th year, that has raised, just that event alone has raised around $20 million.
Wow.
So
almost $1 million every year.
Yeah. And this year we're shooting for $3 million.
And it is one of those things where, until you know someone that goes through something like this, you know, you can sympathize, but it's different to actually walk that walk with someone.
Yeah. Yeah. It was hard to watch him get taken by this thing. I see my father-in-law often now, and I know in some way that the research that the LLS has done has been helpful to keep him alive. We've gotten a lot of happy years to live with him. We had some really sad, rough, terrible years of watching him go through his treatments. But in the end, he's still here 18 years later.
Wow.
And we're able to celebrate with him still. So I think in some part that the research that they've done has benefited all blood cancer patients. The ones that have passed away, it didn't.
Yeah.
And maybe in some part, I feel like the LLS is helping the future. future patients.
Before I let you go, you mentioned this briefly, but I want to ask you what it really is like to climb those 69 flights of stairs.
Okay. So think about wearing your nicest, warmest winter outfit for the coldest, most rugged day that you can have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you have to put another 30 pounds on. So we put an air pack on with a cylinder in it that's just got regular compressed atmospheric air. It's mm-hmm. not oxygenated. There's nothing special. It's just stuff we're breathing.
Yeah.
You put that on, then you shove a mask on your face and a regulator onto that mask. So you have to use your core muscles to breathe. So you're 55 pounds extra, depending on the size of the firefighter. If you're a big 6'4", 6'5 firefighter,
mm-hmm.
you can just keep adding pounds because that outfit, the turnouts that we wear into fires, weigh more the bigger that they are.
Okay.
So then you have to go ahead and go as fast as you can. It's relative, right?
I was going to say, how fast is that?
As fast as you can. So the average is somewhere in the mid-20s. The fastest
20 minutes, not 20 hours, right?
Yeah, okay. 20 minutes. The fastest firefighter is like 10 and a half. The record's astounding.
It's
insanely fast. It doesn't feel good. You're blazing hot, not like in a fire hot.
But you're hot.
But you're hot.
Yeah.
So you have all this stuff on that holds the heat away from us on fire as well.
Right, that's
when
what's
you
supposed
work
to do.
Out in this gear, it holds the heat in. So your body is generating this massive pile of heat.
Right.
It's pretty painful on the lungs. It doesn't matter how good a shape you're in. It will punish you and pummel you. And again, all of us as firefighters talk about this. This pales in comparison. The pain that we feel for 20 minutes.
It's 20 minutes.
It's 20 minutes. It's not, hey, it's a year. It's
right.
2 years. It's 3 years. It's 4 years of cancer treatment.
Yeah.
Pales in comparison.
And there are posters on each landing of the climb,
yeah.
right? And what do those posters represent?
So the posters represent our friends and our family members.
So you're holding up a poster right now of your
powerful.
Friend Jason.
So when I met Samantha Wright, we talked about Jason. She saw the poster. This is him. It's up in the white clouds. Every single landing and every single half landing for 69 floors, we will see a picture of somebody that a poster is in memory of or in honor of. So we may have somebody like Jason that we pass this, and I know mm-hmm. it's coming. It's alphabetical. I know he's going to be coming up. I know roughly what floor Jason's going to be on.
That's got to make a difference, though, when you see that at every landing.
It does. In some ways, it really sucks.
Yeah.
Because I see somebody else's family member or somebody else's loved one or some firefighter that I may have forged a relationship with and made a connection with that I know is fought this or is fighting this.
How can people help out? How can people donate?
They can go on to the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, the LLS Firefighter Stair Climb. They can pick up the Boise Firefighter team. You'll see us. We're on the leaderboard. They can click on that. It is a little bit complicated. But if you click on the Boise Fire team name, you can donate to our team. There's going to be a donate button on the lower right-hand side, sort of off to the right of our team. There's a donate button in the top right-hand corner.
But find the one for the Boise Firefighters.
That one makes it, yeah.
Yeah.
Less complex.
Thank you so much for coming in. Good luck to you on March 8th. We have been talking with Rich Brown, Boise firefighter and lead ambassador for the 2020 Firefighter Stair Climb. He will be running, well, I don't know, you won't be running, right?
Yeah. No.
Okay. He'll be climbing 69 flights of stairs in Seattle. This will happen on March 8th. It is to raise money for blood cancers. If you can donate, do that. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Gemma.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. We always appreciate you making time out of your day. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Molly Wampler is our production assistant. And Chloe Ball is our intern. Our theme music, it was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. You can catch him Monday night at the Regal Beaver in Boise. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. We'll see you back here tomorrow.